The feast of today is a very special feast to me. At the time of her canonization in 1950, Venerable Pius XII admired and proclaimed the fact that St. Maria Goretti, whose feast we celebrate, was in modern times the youngest martyr, perhaps the youngest martyr that he had ever canonized. Maria Goretti was born of a very poor family, and the first reading of today's Mass is a reading from St. Paul saying that God chooses not the wise of the world, but the stupid, in other words, of the world, the people who are foolish, who have no education, who don't know anything, and yet know a lot. And St. Maria Goretti indeed was one of those. Her family was very, very poor, and her father worked very, very hard as a tenant farmer. That's how poor they were. They had to provide the crops for the landowner, and instead they received the house in which they lived, which was two apartments, and one of them would be sold in the feast of today, and the barn underneath, and then whatever food he grew over and above what was required of him, he kept for his family, a family of six children. When Maria was yet a little girl, her father was bitten by a mosquito, and he died of malaria. Of course, they were in Nettuno, not too far from Rome, about 40 miles south of Rome, where there were many, many rice paddies, and that's what they did. They grew rice. Most people think Italy, pasta, but there's more rice consumed in Italy, and the risottos that are made there are exquisite to dream of, than there is pasta. And so there was a lot of rice plantations all over the peninsula, especially in the south. So anyway, he was bitten by a mosquito, and 2 weeks later, he died. And then the mother had to arrange to see how on earth she could feed these children and house them and so forth. So she tried to keep the contract with the landowner, who took compassion on her. He was not an evil man or anything. Some people would say, well, anybody who's rich and a landowner is evil and is oppressive to the poor. That's nonsense. That's communist, Marxist, Masonic nonsense. But anyway, the next door apartment was shared by a widower and his son, who was a teenager, about 18, 19 years old. His name was Alessandro Sarnelli. Well, Maria only was 11 years old, but many Italian girls, they start to mature early. And she was very beautiful. She was preparing, in fact, she had just prepared for her first Holy Communion. And we still have the dress in which she made her first Holy Communion, and also the dress in which she was buried. So Alessandro began, she would take care of the baby that had been born after the death of the father. Alessandro began to say nasty things to her, and she rebuked him every time and would tell him that is a mortal sin, and he didn't care. He was not evangelized. He was many, many, many people in the world, even today, more so today, in Catholic countries, in Spain and Portugal and Italy, France and so forth, they were baptized, and that was the last time they saw a church, even in Catholic countries. And so he was not evangelized. He had not made his first Holy Communion, though he was about 19. So he began and began and began. And finally, one day, the whole family was away, and his father was away, and he approached her, and he says, "You will yield to me your virginity or else." And she said, "I'm sorry, but I've told you that is a mortal sin. Never shall I do that." So out of his jacket, he took a knife or an ice pick type. It looked like an ice pick because he had carved it till it was very, very, very sharp. And then he began to stab her over and over and over and over again. And then she tried to get out, and then he got her again and stabbed her some more. So at that point, he locked himself in his house, and the people came and they saw her, and of course, they knew. Who else could it be? So she was taken to the hospital. He had pierced her intestines and her lungs and everything. There was no way to save her. And so there was no surgery possible, and they just gave her her last communion and the last rites. The priests who were there were Passionist priests, the Passionist order of St. Paul of the Cross. And so St. Maria Goretti died on this day in 1901, I believe it was, at the age of 11. Immediately, she was hailed as a martyr. She could have gone along with him and lived and committed a sin, but she did not. She refused. As such, St. Maria Goretti is a patroness of the virtue of purity and of chastity. And she has been a very dear friend of mine since I was a little boy when the sisters took us in grade school. All the schools went in school buses to go to the movies to watch The Life of Maria Goretti. You can now obtain it on YouTube, I'm sure. Very, very beautiful. And so Alessandro was, I don't know why, but he was given a sentence of 30 years, which is not very much. You know, in many countries he would have been hung, and that would have been the end of it. But God has his ways. Santa Maria forgave him before she died. And she would say, I will see you in heaven. And so she died in the hospital for several days, suffering horrendous pains. No way to soften her pains, because they thought that would kill her quicker. And they could not do that. And so the cause for canonization began. Alessandra was sent to prison, and in prison she appeared to him and converted him. And he began to read the catechism and this, that, and made his first confession and his first communion. And then the war began, because Italy began the war early with its war against Ethiopia and northern Egypt. And so they needed the food that was going to the prisoners, so they allowed some prisoners to escape. In the meantime, Alessandro had converted. He was living already the life of a saint. And so they let him out. In the meantime, Assunta Goretti, the mother of St. Maria, had to give up the farm, and she moved up north to where she was from in northern Italy. And Alessandro went back and found out that she was gone and her children. And of course, in the meantime, Maria's works were being done already. I believe it was one of her sisters became a nun and one of her brothers became a priest. And then, so he went, he found out where she was. And one evening he knocked at her door, and she opened the door, and where she was very old looking by now. All that suffering ages a person. And he says, do you know who I am? And she says, yes, I have been waiting for you. And he said to her, I am so sorry about what I did. I am truly repentant. And she says, I know. And then she opened her arms and invited him to supper. And then he stayed with her for a few days. And then she found him a job in a monastery of Franciscans, where he became the gardener until he could not work, and then he went to their nursing home where the other Franciscans were taken care of, till he died. But not before, in 1950, he attended the canonization of St. Maria Goretti with her mother, Assunta Goretti. all things are possible to God. Don't ever think, well, I planned this and I planned that, and that's the way it's going to be. Ha ha, God has his ways. Like I was telling the boys in the sacristy, I was supposed to come here for 6 months. That was 32 years ago. I'm still here. And I've told the bishop, I'm not going anywhere till I go to Holy Cross Cemetery. And that's it. And he knows it too. So anyway, God knows what is best. In the meantime, the cause for the canonization of Alessandro Sarnelli has been started because he repented so much, just like St. Longinus, who pierced Christ's heart. He repented so much that he lived a most holy life. As I said yesterday, it is not what miracles you produce, but how you live, how you love Christ, and how you love others that determines your holiness, your sanctity. And so perhaps we shall see him beatified and canonized in due time. In the meantime, tonight I have the privilege, I have one of my favorite relics, and one of the most beautiful relics that I have is that of a bone of St. Maria Goretti. And so after Mass, right before benediction, I will bless you with the relic of St. Maria Goretti. And then, of course, during benediction, we will pray to our Lord for the young people today that are being abused. We saw a very good but dreadful motion picture the other day that I recommend, especially to parents, about the traffic of children. There's a tremendous traffic of children in the world today and in this country today. Don't turn your back on them, ever. And don't let them go with somebody else that you don't really know, because you may never see them again. And they are sold to brothels all over the world and to rich people that do horrendous things to these innocent souls. And we must do everything possible. Jim Caviezel is the actor, and the other actor, both of whom I know personally, Eduardo Verastegui, whom I met with Mother Angelica at her monastery when he was in the Passion of the Christ. And so they are very good daily communicants. And a particular Jim Caviezel, as far as I remember, along with others, went to the traditional Mass that was provided for them by the sister and niece of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, whose feast we just celebrated on July the 4th. And so they had the traditional Mass every day before they went to film The Passion of the Christ. Anyway, he has produced this film and stars in this film, which is about the traffic of children and young people. And so that we can try to do whatever we can to stop it and encourage our government and all governments to put an end to this evil and corrupt system that is very much a part of the life of many, many people in power and in the government too, that partake of these places where those children are taken. And so today also I commend that intention to St. Maria Goretti, the patroness of purity and chastity. And of course I commend all our parishioners and all our acolytes to her intercession. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.